This is the BBC News with Nick Kelly. Nicolas Maduro has been declared the winner of Venezuela's presidential election. The Electoral Commission said Mr. Maduro had won 5.8 million votes. 1.8 million Venezuelans cast their ballots for his opposition challenger, Henry Falcón. Turnout was said to be 46%. In his victory speech, Mr. Maduro called for dialogue with his opponents. Mr. Falcón says he won't recognise the result because of irregularities.
El proceso, sin duda alguna, tiene serias.
We have no doubt that the electoral process was flawed. We question it categorically. The process lacks legitimacy, and consequently we disavow it. And I assume responsibility for what I'm saying.
Ministers have called the elections free and fair. The United States Department of Justice has asked its Inspector General to look into whether or not FBI agents spied on President Trump's campaign for inappropriate purposes. The Deputy Attorney General said suitable action will be taken if any infiltration was found. From Washington, Aleem Makbul reports.
First, Donald Trump tweeted a demand that the US Department of Justice investigate spying on his election campaign team. And just hours later came the announcement that exactly such a government inquiry was to be opened. Specifically, it's supposed to look at whether there was political motivation by those associated with the Obama administration in surveillance of the Trump 2016 campaign, even though the FBI says it only got involved after it found out about contacts between the Trump camp and Russia.
Members of Parliament of Britain have accused the government of threatening national security by turning a blind eye to corruption connected to Russia in London. The Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee has called for tougher sanctions. Here's our diplomatic correspondent, James Landale.
The National Crime Agency says billions of pounds are laundered through British banks each year, and a large part of that is Russian money. The Foreign Affairs Committee accuses the government of lethargy and inaction in tackling London's role in hiding what the MPs call Kremlin-connected corruption. They say Russian assets, hidden and stored in London, are being used to support President Putin's campaign to subvert the international rules-based system and Britain's allies.
World News from the BBC.